Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia. You hear that song, you know what time it is. Only one man. Says the things that Chris Russell, the Rooster, says. Hello, Rooster. How do you do?
There it is. That's not on me. That's on Landfill, just for the record. Hello, boys. How are you? Good afternoon. How are you guys?
We're doing well, man.
How you doing? Good to see you.
I'd like to set the stage for you, Brian.
I don't know where this is going.
Mitch, this is going to be an embarrassment.
I'm going to set the stage. Driving to work this morning, B, and weirdly, Tuesdays are the new Mondays. Tuesday traffic is the worst traffic of the week. Mm-hmm. I think nobody actually goes to work anymore on Tuesdays, the one day they make everybody go. Even if you walk around our building, all the salespeople are here on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It's packed down there on Tuesday.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. Tuesday morning traffic sucks. I'm driving down. I talk to Bob Biagi for a while. Get off the phone. Hear the breaking news. My phone starts blowing up. Taylor Heinicke is signed with Atlanta. I'm on the radio. I think the Junks were in commercial. I flip over to who are my guys, Rooster and Medhurst, Pete Medhurst, Chris Russell, talking Taylor Heinicke, and this, B. Mitch, all I want to hear is Taylor Heinicke conversation, and this is what I hear.
This town rallies around, and I think a lot of towns, but this town specifically rallies around the little scrappy guy, the guy that, you know, isn't expected to be anything, and they fall in love. The problem is they fall in love way too easily. It's like what you see on The Bachelor. Oh, I love you. I love you. I want to make love to you. I want to have sex with you. I want to take you home to mama. I want to marry you.
Except I'm dating 13 other girls in the room.
Exactly. Exactly.
Landfill, if you could just get to the meat
and
potatoes of that. Give me the inside straight there where Rooster really gets into his lady voice and talks about sex.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I want to make love to you. I want to have sex with you.
Okay. Now Brian, we talked about Taylor Heinicke for the better part of an hour.
Yeah.
I don't believe we ever mentioned sex.
Nah, we never got that far.
Rooster, within minutes of discussing Taylor Heinicke, one more time, Lampfield.
We know where his mind is now.
Just for people to understand how the Rooster felt about Taylor Heinicke, this is what I heard this morning driving to work.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I want to make love to you. I want to have sex with you.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Hello, Chris.
Hi, boys.
When we talk about the horniest dude at the radio station across both stations, I do believe
it's the Rooster.
Chris has cemented his legacy.
First of all, that is not true. Secondly, because I know things about others that I'll just say that I know.
What is it that you know?
Well, that's for me to know and for you guys to find out. But anyway,
I don't want to find out.
But anyway, I'll just say that is lacking some context. Okay, the full version. I'm talking about how fans, the Heinicke Hive, fell in love with this guy on an Aladdin Magic Carpet ride because of one game against Tom Brady
did
and the Buccaneers.
Say Aladdin Magic?
No, Aladdin Magic Carpet ride.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Because Chase Young went Heinicke. And everybody wanted to make love to Taylor Heinicke. Everybody wanted to take him home to mama. Everyone wanted to take him home on a hometown date. Everyone wanted to sleep with him and turn the key in. You know how they do it at the end of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, which I think is coming next week, which I watched, by the way, last night because there was nothing else on. It wasn't half bad. but anyway...
Why?
That's why The Bachelor was on my mind, because I was making fun of the fan base.
Love Taylor Heinicke rather than people want to make love to him. Taylor Heinicke.
You took it to a different little era right there.
Okay, that's a legit question.
So you guys know that my mind is just a little bit warped.
Right.
I think we go a little farther past that.
You just said it's not.
I mean, I'll acquiesce to you, B-Mitch. Okay, that's fine. I would just say this. You guys know that I am... Look, I am a lot of things. I might be a crazy, crazy SOB, but I'm not, I try not to be boring. I try not to be vanilla. I try not to be plain Jane.
Mike Nolan.
So, of course,
extremely lame.
My brain started working, or probably not working, in the moment, and you happen to be listening, which I appreciate, JP. And then thank you for bringing me on. And it just struck me that fans of this team and of that guy were so infatuated with him, so quick, so, like, I don't know, shotgun style, that it just seemed, I don't know, it just seemed appropriate to kind of compare that to how things happen on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Do you guys disagree? Like a long building relationship here or what?
I think the vast majority of Commanders fans,
mm-hmm,
like Taylor Heinicke, wish him well in Atlanta, appreciate what he did here, but also understand what he didn't do here.
They didn't want to play tonsil hockey with him, is what you're saying.
I think only you want to play tonsil hockey with him.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, what do you think the percentage of fans that wanted to play tonsil?
Just so you know, we're bugging Landfill over here. He's trying to eat his bench chili ball.
I know. This is like two of Landfill's guiding principles, making fun of the Rooster versus enjoying a good hot dog.
He's not worried.
And they're at odds with one another
now. Hey, baby, I like your feet.
Oh, Lord.
I truly think we hear this is like a vocal minority thing with Heinicke. Mm-hmm. The folks that are like, oh, my gosh, he's the best ever. I don't think many people believe that.
No, I that's strong.
Yeah, a lot of people that do believe it.
Yeah, and that's my point. I guess, you know, because he was different and because he was a likable, scrappy guy and came out of nowhere, and the story, as everybody knows, on the couch and, you know, fourth-string quarterback. And, you know, JP, you're around that building every day. You're around that team every day. That particular year, I was as well. I mean, it was a cool story. When we were at FedEx Field that night and there was no fans there, and, you know, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are doing the game on NBC and it's really cold, and there they are going toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. You knew how this was going to go from there. You knew he was coming back. You knew that this was going to be like the new Colt Brennan, rest his soul, right? You knew it was going to be something that kind of took on a life of its own. And honestly, like, and I look all the way back to the Carson Wentz decision for the Cleveland game. I know it worked out horribly. I had no problem with Ron making that decision. It was the right decision in my mind. It turned out terribly. It was the right decision to make. But all the way up until then, and now this is a finality to it, I think Washington fans felt like Heinicke was not given a fair chance, or many fans felt like he was not given a fair chance, like he was done wrong, like he was kicked to the curb for no reason. And my only point is he was fine. He's a fringe starter. And, you know, if you want to take him home to mama on a hometown date, fine, but he ain't the dude you're going to marry. He ain't the dude you're sleeping with.
People have to look at it. They have to look at the whole deal, okay? He was here, what, 3 years?
Yeah, two and a half.
2.1, whatever. Scott loved him. He was on his assistant scout. Not a lot of teams loved him.
Mm-hmm.
This deal that they gave him a deal that's going to virtually be a year. And I think ultimately we got him here because some guy really saw him and was just enamored with him. But for the most part, the brain trust of the NFL were not. But I think, like I was saying earlier, we've gotten to a point where we don't seem to be want to talk about the things that other teams talk about. We start finding little things to cheer about. Like, you know, no other team is running around here cheering that we almost beat somebody. You know, we almost made it to the playoffs, things of that nature. We are there now because we don't consistently have success. And if we start having success, tell how you'd be forgotten about real quick.
I don't disagree with any of that. But I guess I can't. It's hard to always blame the fans because they've been kicked in the onions for 30 years, right? So any little thing that resembles hope, they fall in love with, or it gives them that shot of energy. So that's all I was referring to. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it sounded terrible on the radio this morning. I'm glad really? You guys thought it was funny.
Hold on. Lanville, let's let the folks hear what Rooster had to say when the Heinicke news broke this morning. I do want to talk to you about the lineman they signed and kind of what you think positionally helps. But this was – I was driving downtown. I went a weird way today. I went Wisconsin to Mass to Rock Creek down around the Lincoln Memorial. I usually go Mass, but I had to drop Ainsley off, so I was like a little further east, I suppose.
Are you a GPS guy, or are you I'm JP Finley, my poop doesn't stink, and I know where I'm going guy.
I'm a sausage guy.
I don't know that, like, I know the way from my house to the station. Does that mean I don't think my poop stinks?
Nowadays, probably, because 99% of us, I think, use GPSs.
90% of the time, I know I'm going Mass to Rock Creek. Yeah. Okay, I'll check it sometimes if traffic's bad. Yeah. Tuesday's a bad traffic day.
Yeah, but his poop doesn't stink.
This is what I heard in the car this morning, driving down here when the Taylor Heinicke news broke.
Get my face, not my body. Oh, I love you. I love you. I want to make love to you. I want to have sex with you.
That's what I heard driving to work.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of these classes lately about what you can say over the airways. Y'all pushing the envelope, dog. I really see it.
For the record, Chris Russell said that on 980, not us.
Well, wait a second. You guys get like 10 times the ratings we need. It's Russell said it, and JP and B-Mitch played it three different times.
B-Mitch has nothing to do with it.
Abstaining. We practice abstinence when it comes to quarterbacks on this radio program.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, baby, it's A for awesome, baby.
Lanville, are you surprised at all by the Roosters' reaction to the Heinicke news this morning, proclaiming that, frankly, he wanted to make love?
I'm a dumbass.
Seriously, Rooster. Andrew Wiley.
Yeah.
Is he a guard or tackle? What do you do with Cosmi?
He's a tackle. I move Cosmi into guard if Cosmi can get on the field. But identical.
If he can get on the field?
Well, he misses hurt. A lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm on an island here. Really? I'd rather see Cosmi at tackle.
No kidding.
Wiley at tackle wasn't very good.
No, he wasn't very good, but Cosmi in pass pro is not very good either.
I'd like to see him stay healthy and coach him up to stop leaning. Yeah, he gets out over his hips.
Obviously, he's not going to stop that. He's done that now 2 years. I mean, he leans and he gets caught on that edge. You want him inside. He's
that
strong.
Was kind of the knock against him coming out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's a strong guy who can maul people.
Yeah.
Put
he's
him
strong
inside,
like
man.
Bull.
Because he's going to get his tail whipped outside.
Right.
Well, then, have they done enough to address – So Wiley's your tackle. Is Nick Gates your new center? What do you think happened? We got about 23 hours, right. So they got to make a decision at center.
So that was – my guess this morning was if I had to say one guy or the other for week one starting center, it would be Gates. But I think it's more likely it's a battle between Gates and Larson – who is a free agent. I don't know about you guys. I don't see Chase Roullier between the injuries and the cap thing being week one center. I hope he's here somehow, but I just don't see that, so I can't go that route. But Gates, I could see, obviously. I think he's – I think Gates is a better version of what Wes Schweitzer was intended to be.
I totally.
Is
I think the signings are incredibly similar.
Okay. So we're on the same page there, but Gates is probably a better center than Schweitzer ever was, because Schweitzer wasn't a natural center, and it showed. That being said, I can't rule out that he's your starting left guard, although I would assume that's going to come down to Chris Paul and Andrew Norwell, if Norwell is even on the roster that long.
So we're kind of operating with this sense that the left side of this line is staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that premise?
Right now? Well, I mean, if we're talking about Roulier and Larson, or Larson or Gates at center, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Paul is going to be the starting left guard. So I guess if we're looking at week 17, yes. I think it's going to be Leno, Paul, and then Gates, left tackle to center. Does that make sense?
I think it does.
Sir. May I have another?
You're going Leno, Paul, Gates, Cosme.
Cosme, and then
Wiley.
Wiley, yeah. Okay. Not Tony Wiley.
Not Tony Wiley.
Right.
Two L's.
Right.
Andrew Wiley,
right.
One L.
Right. Tony Wiley was a pillar, though, of this franchise.
He was something. I kind of like the linebacker signing. Barton.
I do too.
136 tackles last year for Seattle.
He should help.
I think he helps right away.
I mean,
it's a young buck.
Listen, I like Cole Holcomb, but Cole Holcomb couldn't stay on the field not only last year, but remember he got hurt in week one in 2020, Ron's and Jack's first year here, and he missed like 3 or 4 weeks. And it took him a while. I mean, like, injuries are a part of the game, but I need you to stay on the field. This kid stays on the field. Now, he doesn't have a ton of playing experience before last year, and he certainly was a little choppy based on, you know, some things that I've heard and seen, whatever, in the first half of the year. But that's natural because he was mostly playing special teams. He's not the answer to all your dreams at Mike linebacker, but is he an upgrade over Holcomb? Yeah, I think so, because he's been able to stay on the field. Hey, Prisco,
shut the
bleep up. Who is that? Pete Prisco? Is that who that was for? It's like a lasagna, if you think about it, right? Who doesn't love lasagna? I love lasagna.
I love lasagna.
I love lasagna.
I used to not.
Thinking about like Jacoby Brissett this morning got me thinking about brisket and how awesome brisket is.
Man, that guy's
I'm
going to
cook
hump.
Brisket for you guys next week, I think.
I'd love that. B-Mitch always brings food in.
I think I'm going to smoke it overnight in the Big Green Egg.
That's
and
the best,
somehow
that's
try
the best
and time
way to
do
it
up.
Can
you, I'm a sausage guy.
Will you let me know? Because that I'm going to need to take some heartburn medicine that morning. But
okay.
I want to come ready.
You that bad, man?
Bro, smoked meats, all the salt, all that
smoky
flavor.
Oh, it's not
flavor.
Good for you. See, I'm just worried about I know I can outcook all of you other clowns. I don't know if I can hang with B-Mitch.
Hey, baby. I like your feet.
Landfill, who would you rank as far as the cooks around here?
And get after it with not one guy, two guys. as he digs more into his food. Come on.
All right.
He's asking you a question.
That was stupid.
Rooster, where does Rodgers land?
Oh, the Jets.
Where does Lamar land?
Oh, he's coming back to Baltimore, but he's not signing the franchise tender.
What do you make of Florio banging this drum that Lamar comes to the Commanders?
I think he's just trying to get clicks.
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Right?
A lot of people do that.
B, you know Bieniemy more than anybody here, right? I mean, I don't know how well you know him, but you know him more than I do. I think more than JP does. I know nothing about Eric Bieniemy, like the person. So unless Eric Bieniemy is hankering for Lamar Jackson behind the scenes and he went to Ron's door and he said, you know, boom, 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 Ron, we got to get this guy. You made me in charge. You gave me the keys to the castle. We got to get Lamar. That's the only way I could see it because I don't think Ron wants him. I don't think Ron wants to do that.
It's not happening.
Okay. I agree.
For those that are uneducated, like myself.
Last one. Landfill, if you can, just remind folks how excited Chris Russell was when the news of Taylor Heinicke hit this morning.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I want to make love to you. I want to have sex with you.
Oh, my Lord.
What was Medhurst's face like in that moment?
Medhurst probably like, what the hell am I doing?
I mean, his eyebrows were furrowing. Yeah, they were bouncing a little bit.
Thank you, Chris.
Always Thank you, boys.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
When we come back, let's talk 58 Foundations and Waterproofing poll question today. How do you feel about the Commanders' offseason so far? How do you feel about free agency?
But you don't have to like me. I don't like you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.